The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line this morning, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joey. I hope you're doing good.
I am. I am. It's been. We've had a few hot days. I think summer's here, huh?
I think it is. I've been in Maryland for the last few days at the Republican Lieutenant Governors Association, and it is hot up here. It is in the 90s and pretty warm up here. So I can only imagine.
Yeah,
how long we are back in South Carolina.
The GSP, the weather station at GSP recorded 93 yesterday. I think it was hotter in some areas. I told the story earlier that Peg and I, we had to run into Walmart yesterday and had a bit of an altercation. There's a lady standing behind us. We were in a line where, you kind of have one line. But you had a cashier on the left and the right. So depending on which one comes up first, you go either to the right or to the left. Well, this lady behind us, she was really impatient, and she felt like that we were standing in the way. There wasn't a cashier available, but she said, "Sir, would you please make a decision here?" And I said, "Well, you know what? I tell you what. Why don't you just go ahead of me? Let me just step aside and you go ahead of me." She said, "Well, I don't want my ice cream to melt." And she went through this whole thing about her ice cream melting. And then we got up there and the cashier, she didn't have a very good attitude either. And so I got to thinking, does heat affect people's personalities? So I did a little research, and there's actually a lot of research out there on how people get more aggressive. They get more anxious. And they did a study of businesses where if they keep the cooling at a certain level, their employees perform better than businesses who keep the heat or keep the cooling higher.
Well, it keeps you awake, I know, because being in these conferences, conference rooms are really chilly. And I can tell you, it really keeps you awake, that's for sure. So there might be something to that. Why hotel conference rooms are always closed, so that all of us don't fall asleep if there's like a speaker that's not getting our attention.
Yes, yes. So June 14th, just a couple weeks away. Our primaries here in South Carolina, early voting has already started. Getting a lot of good feedback from people who are participating in early voting. Of course, this is the first time in South Carolina that we've had this. Governor Master signed this into law this year. What type of feedback are you guys getting?
Well, Joey, early voting is a good thing. In South Carolina, we have now been ranked as nationwide as some of the toughest voting laws in the country. So we should all be very proud of that. And what we've made it is we made it easier for people to vote and harder to cheat. So we've opened up voting where you can vote in person, show your ID, cast your vote, and then go home. Don't have to wait in long lines on voting day. But we've narrowed down who can really vote absentee, because now we're giving you 2 weeks to get out there where you don't have to, write in for a ballot. You don't have to have it come back. You don't have to send it in the mail. You don't have to worry about it getting lost or anybody touching it. So I really think it's good. We're making it easier to vote, harder to cheat. So I encourage everybody, if you have trouble standing, if you're one of our seniors, we don't want you standing in line in long, long lines on election day, unless that's what you want to do. There are a lot of people who feel very patriotic about standing in a line and casting your vote on election day, and I think that's exactly what you should do. But if you can't do that, if it gets hard to stand, and if that's what makes you not go out and vote, then please go out. Take your ID. That is crucial.
Yes.
You need to show your ID and get out there and vote, because there are still people in our world dying, literally dying, for the right to vote. And if you don't vote, my dad used to say it all the time. I quote my dad all the time, Joey: if you don't vote, you can't complain. So don't sit at home and complain to all your friends and then not get out and vote, because It is part of who we are. It's biblical, right? To pray for your elected leaders and to get out and cast your vote. So I encourage everybody to get out and do it. We see where our country is right now, Joey. Yeah. We need to get Republicans up and down the ballot elected across our country to stop this craziness that is now coming out of D.C. that is really harming not just our country, but the entire world.
Yeah. Yep. You're so right. Now, I am one of those who I just there's something special to me about Election Day and going to the polls on Election Day. But I'm so happy that South Carolina did change this to 2 weeks of early voting. No excuse. You know, you don't have to have an excuse. You used to have a reason. Now, as my understanding, and correct me here if I'm wrong, for mail-in ballots, you can request a mail-in ballot, but you do have to have a reason on why you should receive a mail-in ballot, correct?
Yeah, so we've always called those absentee ballots because I think it got, back 2 years ago, you had mail-in voting, and so we were trying to be very clear that we never had that here, but we did have absentee ballots. So if you are going to be out of the country, if you are in the armed forces, things like that, there are fewer and fewer reasons why you can, select a mail-in absentee ballot, because now we're giving people, like I said, this 14 days to go out and vote in person. And I think people, it's been the general consensus around South Carolina that we think voting is more secure when you have to show up in person. And a lot of people like knowing that nobody else has touched their ballot and it has been casted and they feel like they've done their patriotic duty.
Yeah. What are the requirements if you do an absentee mail-in ballot as far as what do you have to put on that envelope to prove that you're the one casting that vote?
So the last four digits of your Social Security number, you have to have you have to sign it, and you have to have a witness. Mm-hmm. And those are all marked, So to get an absentee ballot, it is not like mail-in balloting where, the Election Commission just sends it to you. You have to request it with a specific reason, and then they send you a numbered ballot that goes back, and it's all accounted for.
Yeah.
So, I'm very careful to make sure that people don't get confused with what we have done and have always done as opposed to what was happening in other parts of the country.
Right. And we saw yesterday the Supreme Court paused the counting of some mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania because they did not have the handwritten date on them. That's been a big issue up there as there are thousands of ballots that have come in the U.S. Senate race there. Dr. Oz has a lead of about 900 votes right now. It's headed to a recount. But there were thousands of votes returned, and they did not write the date on it. Well, the state law in Pennsylvania says that you must handwrite the date that you returned it. And so the Supreme Court pausing the counting of those until they can kind of work through that. But, and I've had some interesting feedback on that because a lot of people saying, hey, look, if that's the law. So a lot of people are saying, well, they just didn't put the date on it. They should still be counted. Well, the law says you have to write the date on it. So, go ahead.
We are a nation of rules and laws.
Yes.
And when you don't have rules and laws, you have chaos. And if somebody doesn't write the date, then we forgive that. Then, somebody forgot to sign it. Should we forgive that? And, then somebody forgot to have a witness. It never ends. So it's either these are the rules. Follow the rules. When people follow the rules, when people follow the laws, there never seems to be an issue. Let's just do what we're supposed to do. That should be the general message for today.
That's exactly. Do what you're supposed to do. Do what's right. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Ebbett, always good to speak with you. Safe travels back home, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Thanks, Jerry. Hope you all have a great weekend.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.